Alright, so we are slowly waiting for the departure burn of the Crew Dragon. We're going to be talking about Crew Dragon projects that I'm doing, designs that I'm looking at for different spacecraft, and upgrades. Talking about upgrades for different spacecraft for this podcast. So, what's going to happen is, so at first, we are going to start. They're going to start their departure burn, and a couple other things I forget right now. But, so, what are we doing here? So, let's just talk about some updates to the Crew Dragon. So, what they're doing is, for their tourism game part, they're going to put a dome, like a glass dome, around near the docking port. So, whenever that happens, they can look out of that window, they can look at the stars, and they can look deeper into the cosmos. And so, oh my goodness, if you were looking at this live, it's really awesome. You can actually see the docking port on the Crew Dragon right now. But, so it's pretty cool. And this is just going to be a short intro to everything. So, this is going to be the last, this is going to be my first one. I know it's a little bit short. That's just because I need to watch this, and I will update after the thing. Space Friends out. Okay, so update. So now Crew Dragon is about to start their deorbit burn. I'm sorry it took me a hot second to get back on. But so what happened now is it's getting ready to deorbit. Everyone is preparing. And so, since while we're doing this, I want to say something. So, whenever you, like, you know how civilians can't go to space, like, every which way? I mean, so can't, like, real astronauts. They can't, like, go up and down every couple days. But still, civilians don't really go to space that much. So, that's why I want to start my own space station. Like, not space station, but my own space company. My own private space company. Civilians to go up into space and be able to look around. Tourists to go around and look deeper into the cosmos. And so now I'm going to switch over to the concept of ideas. I have an idea of making a miniature cannon arm too for the space stations. And since, America already has, like, their big version of a cannon arm, I would honestly love to make one for China and America. So they could both have the same designs, and just smaller things, like, so, like that, for both of them. And now, I have another idea. So when you look at the Crew Dragon, like, where the, four Dracos are to keep, like, when it aborts, if it aborts. Imagine putting landing gear there, so when the parachutes come down, like, I know it lands on water, but imagine it came down and touched down on land. Just imagine that. Imagine seeing that thing come down and landing with legs coming out of the side of it. I think that would be pretty funny. But, so, what... Now we're going to move on to why I would make anything for people. So, the first reason why I would make things for cannon arm, like a miniature cannon arm for both countries and stations, that anybody can use if they want it. So, let's say there's like a tool or something that you cannot use because of the big bulky EVA gloves. So, imagine like the little robot comes undone from the station. It maneuvers over to the astronaut that has a tool, or the astronaut's controlling it. It moves over. You put the tool in like its arm. You basically code it to whatever tool you're using. So before you go out there, you would code it. You would send it to it. Then you would go out there. You bring it over. So whenever it grasped it, it would know when to pull the trigger or not. So. Actually, no. I forgot an idea. So, I have this like weird tablet thing in front of me. If any of you were watching the Crew Dragon entry, you can see like these astronauts with like these big iPad things that are Velcroed to their leg. So now then it will be the end of this, and I will probably tune back in. You may hear it probably won't cut out as well, but it will still be pretty nice. So I'm taking periodic breaks because it's taking a while for this thing to re-enter, and I don't blame them. So that will be it for today until it re-enters the atmosphere.